It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Szepkowski. It's the Bears and Chargers this coming Monday night in San Diego. Both teams just two wins on the year. The Chargers have not won since October 4th when they knocked off the Cleveland Browns. They'll be without their leading receiver, Keenan Allen, for this one, as Allen today was placed on season-ending injured reserve to a lacerated kidney. NBA tonight, the 3-1 Bulls are in Charlotte to take on the Hornets. Hornets still looking for their first win of the year as they're 0-3. It'll be a 6 o'clock tip time for that one. Blackhawks off tonight. They host the Blues at United Center tomorrow. Today, the Buffalo News is reporting that Patrick Kane's accuser is no longer cooperating in the rape investigation. NFL today, Ken Wisenhunt fired by the Titans, just 3-20 in a year and a half as the Titans head coach. Joseph Randle released by the Cowboys, and the trade deadline coming up in just moments. No trades as of yet reported, but the Broncos did make an offer to the Browns trying to get Joe Thomas, the veteran offensive tackle, but their offer of a first-round pick was not enough to get a deal done. Also with the Browns, they're expected to start Johnny Manziel against Cincinnati on Thursday Night Football. Major League Baseball, it's Dusty Baker who agrees to be manager of the Washington Nationals, and Parade Day in Kansas City as they honor their World Series champion Royals today. That's Johnny Gomes moments ago describing the World Series while carrying an American flag. College football, Northern Illinois hosts Toledo tonight, and the first college football playoff rankings for 2015 released this evening as well. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now, and no one would ever turn down a free delicious Subway sandwich, so come celebrate National Sandwich Day at Subway Tuesday, November 3rd. That is today, where you can buy any sub and 30-ounce drink and get a free sub to give away. Who you give it to, that's up to you. I'm Nick Szepkowski, and you're listening to the Radio Home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K for kids.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
San Francisco, not so much. You can see that coming a mile away.
He's great. His quarterback, they all hate his quarterback.
Yeah.
We're all going through a storm together. You're either part of the guys, you know, pulling up the sails, or you're putting a jackhammer to the bottom of it.
Don't you mean like pumping out the bottom of the boat?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
You're asking me to speak Jim Tom Sula?
Yeah, didn't you take that in high school?
I did. I didn't pay attention to that either.
Jack.
Hey, it's your guy. He's not my guy. He's too icky. Come on, dude. That guy.
Jim Tom Sula, if you don't like this, you don't like people.
You're either part of the guys, you know, pulling up the sails.
I don't get it.
You're putting a jackhammer to the bottom of it.
I don't get the jackhammer part. I apologize for not getting it, but
every boat has a jackhammer.
Here be a fine vessel. The Yarest river-going boat there be.
I'll take it.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Tim and Champagne, you're on The Score.
I think I wrapped my head around it. I think it is the dudes holding the sails up are the ones that are helping the team, and the jackhammer people are hurting the team or holding them back.
I mean, that's probably right. But
that's what he's talking about. Yeah.
So we say there are guys in the bottom of the boat.
The malcontents.
That are jackhammering.
Trying to put holes in the boat, and then the other ones are grabbing the sails.
Okay.
And a few of them are grabbing the sailors.
Sailing takes me away to where I'm going.
Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And ladies and gentlemen, what that all leads to is a weekend treat. Blaine Gabbert is back starting in the NFL. That's a weekend treat for you.
Oh, Tim Mason, good God, cover your
set
eyes.
Set the DVR for that puppy.
Don't watch Blaine Gabbert quarterback. It's bad for you.
You got boys in person.
That's right. It's National Sandwich Day. Anybody on social media would understand. It's always a National Something Day, National Taco Day, or National Marshmallow Day, whatever it is. So maybe all of us. What would be the, what do you think is like the ideal sandwich? If you crave for, if you say for sure I'm having a sandwich.
Is it the sports sandwich?
No, not Chicago sports sandwich. We should have thought.
Maddie, help me with the Chicago sports sandwich.
I was
sandwich
wondering if I wanted to do like an idealized perfect sandwich, and it's probably the bacon cheeseburger with a runny fried egg on it, but
not for me.
What would yours be?
For me, it's an Italian beef.
Not a combo?
No, that's a perfect sandwich.
Italian beef, you make a cheesy beef on that, you dip it, you put jardinara on it.
Jardinara. And dipped from Al's. I'm good
I'll
to go.
You know, that. See, it's yeah, yet another.
I think the Italian beef, when really a good quality and the jardinara is just great. I don't need anything any fancier. It's as simple as can be to find a really, find
it's a
really
good sandwich
one,
for
happy.
A simple man.
A veal parmesan sandwich on garlic bread, though.
Yeah, no, that's good, but I mean,
a good meatball sandwich,
last sandwich ever,
Italian
beef.
You know, see, this is one of those things where,
and then we can execute you.
You know, Ditka started endorsing Al's, so like the Al's delivery menu I have is just basically Ditka's face. Yeah. But however, it's like oh God, but it's too good.
That's fine though. Yeah,
it's too good.
It doesn't matter.
It's too good, and they deliver.
I mean, you could pretty much put anybody on Al's menu. I'm going to order from it.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, Adolf Hitler says
pick the worst person in the history of the world.
How about Jim Tumsula? Fine. The sweaty beef sandwich.
Hi, I'm eating a mean.
Right. I seriously. I know it's terrible, but yeah, you throw Adolf Hitler on there, I'm still ordering from Al's. It's fine.
Al's is too good.
Yeah, it's too good.
It's the level of complexity of.
I mean, you know. I'm a religious guy. You put the devil on there, like the actual Lucifer, Satan, Lord of the Night. That's it. I'm done. I'll still order.
Good
Al's
enough.
Beef. Right.
Jeremiah Ratliff.
Fine. Jeremiah Ratliff, Hitler, and the devil.
I'm still Jeremiah order. Ratliff. Sometimes I claim to be the devil, but I also know a good Italian beef when I see one. And that's
yeah, I think that really
these buffalo fries
me.
Are devilish.
Yeah. Yeah. There is no one in history, Terry, that would turn me off from an Al's menu. No one.
I feel the
Nobody.
Same way. There's okay. Something they do that others don't do, and it's just, oh my God, now I want one.
See?
You know, I had one last week. I had
you
one
see what I mean
here.
About you don't need fancy, you don't
yeah,
need like some
yeah.
odd thing.
Was
you
it Friday?
You just need
yeah,
the standard,
Friday.
Man.
Yeah. Friday when you guys were gone, I had Al's beef delivered here.
That's usually like when my wife and daughter are out and it's just Jason and me, we call Al's and we just cover the coffee table with newspaper and get, we like between us. I get
you throw them out like peel and eat shrimp.
No, I get the giant, like the giant wet beef. You just sort of unroll the wet beefs,
right.
And then you dump the fries amid everything to soak up all the juice. And we just have basically coffee table full of it's like a crawfish boil.
Like crawfish boil.
We dump it out on the newspaper on the coffee table and watch sports.
Al's is my go to, but I'll be honest with you. There's a local place up by me, my guys at Mickey Finn's, they do really good.
Oh, we've been to Mickey Finn's.
They don't have Italian beef on the menu all the time. When they do, it is worth it. And you know what else does a nice one, too, is Lou Malnati's.
Never had it.
They do a really, really good Italian beef.
Well, the new, there's a Lou Malnati's that opened right in Lincoln Square now, a really nice new one that's doing just boffo business right now. I should stop in and grab one there.
You should. Try one. It's really, really good. I was really impressed with how good it was.
We have one of those local ones that's real good, too, and Dan will know this one because it's Pop's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby.
Well, they're fried chicken,
too,
right?
Oh, I think I've had Pop's before, though. Why would I have? I've had Pop's, I think.
They've expanded some places. I don't know if they've gotten all the way up to Libertyville.
No, they're not up by me. No,
they've expanded around here and there.
They've been around for a while.
Well, it's a South Suburban thing.
It's been around for a long time, Tara. No,
yeah, a long time.
Yeah, okay. I think that's because there was a time I worked down in Orland, so maybe that's why I had it down there. But
if you were in Orland, it was there. Yeah. A long time, and they are.
Yeah. So Dan, do yourself try one out at Lou's and see what you think.
Okay. Gonna get it the same way I would usually get it.
How do you usually get it?
I usually get it dipped with a little bit of hot pepper.
Okay. You know, because they offer too, which I like a lot, is they offer provolone. instead of mozzarella. Now, I mean, I'm saying get it, but I prefer provolone on a beef than I do mozzarella. Well, if I get like a cheesy beef.
It has more flavor.
Yeah, a lot more flavor.
Because if it's real provolone, it's smoky. And have you ever tried smoked mozzarella?
I have.
That's real good.
Right, but not, I mean, you can't find that like at restaurants that put on sandwiches. Restaurants.
I'm Washington.
Washington. True.
You cannot. It's the devil, and it's Adolf Hitler.
Mike Ditka, it's fine. It's, put them all together.
Right, it's too good.
Like, if they did a commercial.
If it was called, like, it's Jerry Sandusky.
Right. Fine. Here's the commercial. Right. There's a round dining room, Italian dining room table. You got Tom Sula, Ditka, Sandusky,
like
Hitler, Idi Amin, and the devil.
Paterno.
They're all eating Al's beefs. Yep. Fine. I leave the commercial on.
Steve
I go
Alford.
Right out. Steve Alford. I go out and I get Italian beef.
It is a check tablecloth.
Right.
Yes. Fine. I'm there.
Right. Paterno's wearing like the apron. He brings it out.
Yes. Sandusky's naked.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Right. That's all he says the whole commercial.
I can't hear a word you're saying, right. But here's a fine Italian beef.
Ditka's face is all red. Empty bottle of wine in front of him.
Drunk and farting.
Right. Ah, shut up.
I'm still ordering
it's like an
it.
NFL I don't care. Right. Right. What is the difference between
battle.
That and NFL pregame?
There you go. Now you're talking.
God, you could even throw, what's the guy from YouTube, Bono or Bono? I always get him wrong.
Bono.
Yeah, throw him in that table, too. I'm still
you
ordering.
Still hate,
oh,
not,
for the passion.
It's one thing to dislike their
what
music.
What a phony turd piece of crap.
Phony turd.
Look at me. I'm going to go out and feed hungry children in Africa. Where are all the cameras at to show me doing it? Right. You phony piece of crap. put him at that table. I'm still going to order Al's beef.
You know, I used to not like The Edge. Until I saw the documentary called...
Oh, you told me about that. The guitar thing?
Loud. Yeah.
That sounded pretty cool, but I still hate...
It's great.
I still hate you, too.
You will hate The Edge less if you see that documentary.
You know, I'm not even sure I hate The Edge. I know that... Is that his name, The Edge?
Yes, that's his given name.
His given name.
Jerk.
Yeah, he's the son of Larry and Marcia Edge.
See, now,
first name, Edge.
Now, Edge. Mick Edge.
Yeah.
So if that's...
Not to be confused with Dredge. the Dredge is different.
Oh, you put Dredge at that table, that's a party. Now, if that commercial has a U2 song in the background playing, I might have to opt out of the Al's beef. That might put it over the edge. But
if Ronji were there.
Oh, if Ronji's there, yeah.
Forget it. Ronji and Schmutzy.
You put Ronji at that table, that's the worst table in the history of tables.
Oh, ever.
Yeah.
And then Max Boy walks in, he can drop a bomb on the whole building.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah. Man, you know, you just drive a bus through the wall and let the bus just devour the
whole
building.
I take that back. If I look through my delivery and takeout menus, we've got a folder right above the desk, and there's a picture of either Maddox Boy or Black Physicist.
I was going to say, yeah, if
that might be my
Maddox
deal breaker.
Boy, I could take. You know, right? he's exceedingly unattractive, but Black Physicist, I think at the table is
that's
is
your
the
deal
top.
Breaker. I think it's Black Physicist. Right? So you're okay with Adolf Hitler being there?
Yep. Yep.
Second Black Physicist walks in the room. That's
yep.
it.
That's it.
Phone
yeah.
call over.
That's it.
Okay.
That's what.
All right.
That's it. That's what. We just saw him Friday.
So we just made a list of the worst guys in the history of the world, and you have Black Physicist 1 and Maddox Boy 2. Hitler 3. Sandusky 4. Paterno 5. Wow. Wow. Wow.
I don't think we did that.
But yeah, you did. That's what I heard, Terry.
But that's
what I heard.
That's when you know that you've got a better product than your competitors. When you're able to get us to say stuff like that, that's when you know you're dealing in something that's just simply better.
All right, I wonder how many people are going to get Al's right now, too.
I'm going to do it later, I think. I'm going to order. Even though it's not cheap. To get it delivered.
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
You know what you should do?
They could double their prices. And I just be like, okay.
When you leave, just go up Ohio and hit the drive-thru.
I won't be hungry until
my God. We used to do that. Ostrowski and I would race to Al's Beef after getting off at midnight. We'd be
hit
like
the drive-thru, yeah.
Behind each other in the drive-thru going, you know, right before we get on the expressway.
We used to do it when I worked at Channel 2. I would do it, you know, I'd do McDonald's for breakfast, McDonald's for lunch, and then Al's Beef drive-thru for dinner.
That's great.
Yep.
I told you one night we were out drinking pretty heavy in the city, got back home, and I walked on the Al's. I didn't live that far from it, and I got
right.
an 8-inch for me, an 8 and a 4-inch sub sandwich for me.
Okay.
8 and a 4, and then I got a 6 for her.
Mm-hmm. You ate all three of them.
When I got home, she was asleep on the couch, and I ate all three.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, easy.
Easy. That's
I believe, Matty, you can get that in Frisco. Well, you don't have to go to the sandwich shop.
8 and 6 and a 4?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
I can take you to a place.
I think the 4 is free. If you buy the 8 and 6, you get the 4 tossed in somewhere. I put the 6 in the fridge, and then it sat there for 30 seconds, and I took it out and I ate it.
And she's asleep. What's she going to eat in your sleep?
Asked about it the next morning.
Oh.
I was like, mm-mm. They were closed.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
That was also one of the greatest nights ever, because I walked down Wells to get there, and then I walked back up LaSalle, going back to my apartment. And as I walked up LaSalle, there was a big, what was that? It was Michael Jordan's, the first restaurant he had, and then it became a bunch of things. It's Gino's now.
Right.
It was like some nightclub kind of thing. And as I was about a block away, about 30 or 40 guys like just came pouring out of the doors in a massive brawl.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then cops came and everything. So I was eating one of the sandwiches on the way back watching that.
Yeah, it was a music venue.
Yeah, like LaSalle Power Company, maybe. I think it might have been called that.
That sounds right.
So then I walked past that, and then a car was coming down Hubbard, making a left-hand turn on LaSalle, and didn't make a wide enough turn, and drove head-on into one of the cement medians.
Sweet.
On LaSalle. That was right after I saw the brawl. With the sandwiches. It was really one of the best nights ever.
Wow. Well, with that, happy National Sandwich Day.
Al's Beef, yes.
We're Boards and Bernstein. You have the score.
Hey, Bears fans. Our team of Bears experts leads the way when it comes to inside Bears information. Olin Krutz. James Big Cat Williams. Tom Thayer. Patrick Manilow. Dave Wonstead. Matt Bowen. Brad Biggs. Mike Florio. Dan Pompey. Zach Zegman. Jeff Joniak. And more. This is our team. There's no need to go anywhere else for your Bears fix. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Ken Whisenhunt has been fired as head coach of the Tennessee Titans, and I will save you the joke. Hey, Rome, I didn't even know he was the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. I hate to say it. I hate to see it. I really like the guy. He played in the NFL. He's a great dude, and this is a big Ken Whisenhunt house because he's the rare NFL head coach that is accessible and available to a show like this. But, I mean, if being a good dude won games, Wiz would have 5 rings. Problem is, over his past 35 games, he lost 31 of them. So while I'll say he's a great dude, he obviously has not done a great job. And I don't care who you are, you lose 31 of 35, you are losing your job, especially if you have lost your team. And right now, the Titans are on life support. No spark, no battle. They're showing nothing. As much as I would like to, I simply cannot argue with his decision. I'm Jim Rome.
At DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, we're looking for MBA students who want to own the room, not just be in it. Run the business, not just the meeting. Because our professors bring real business challenges into the classroom, at Keller, what you learn today can unlock the leader inside you tomorrow. It's what makes us different on purpose. Keller Graduate School of Management. Learn more at keller.edu.
So last night, I got my Christmas lights out of storage. I'm putting them up this weekend because, you know, the holidays are right around the corner. Hey there, holiday friends. It's Matt of Atticola. Family get-togethers, those holiday dinners right around the corner. You're getting ready for those upcoming events. I know you are. And Xfinity's X1 Entertainment System can help you. You probably have relatives coming in for the holidays, maybe even staying with you. You're definitely hosting a night or two in the next couple months. Well, the X1 system will provide all the entertainment that you need. So what's your favorite holiday movie to watch as a family? Using my X1 voice remote, I can say, show me holiday movies. And then there they are on my screen, ready for me to watch. Now, if you have family staying with you, Xfinity Internet is so fast that everyone can be online all at the same time. Whether you have young kids coming by or your parents or grandparents, everyone uses the internet today. And if you have Xfinity Internet, you will have zero issues at your house. Now, with X1 from Xfinity, you get access to thousands of on-demand movies and shows available from any room in the house on any screen, which means everyone's favorite entertainment is ready when they are. So you put the kids in the basement, they're watching a movie down there. You can watch your movie upstairs with the older relatives you have coming over, whatever it might be. And X1 just won't change the way you experience TV. It will change the way you experience the holidays. Trust me on that. So don't miss this limited time offer. You can get started with the X1 Starter Triple Play for just $89 a month for a year. That's a great price. And this offer ends 11/22/15. So don't wait. Call them today at 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com. Keep in mind that certain restrictions and requirements do apply, so call them today to get the best in entertainment for your holiday season. 1-800-XFINITY or visit my friends online at Xfinity.com.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Actually, you know, I'm still having a problem with my table because I'm thinking, God, does black physicists still sit there? If I could put Lee Harvey Oswald or Ted Bundy or
yes.
Richard Speck,
yes.
Or, you know, does,
yes.
That,
yes.
Does he still last?
Yes. Yeah, I think still makes the cut. Definitely.
Yeah, the other guys aren't bothering me.
Well, I had a tweet here from Helper Monkey.
Yes.
That asked me, would I still sit down for that Al's beef if Murph was at the table?
Eh.
And even if Murph was at the table and 10 of his clones were at that table, I would still sit down and eat that Italian beef from Al's.
Wow. You're talking about a powerful endorsement right there. Wow, it's a good question, though. Fair
question. If I had to sit on Murph's lap and eat Al's beef, I would probably do it.
Wasn't that part of the job?
Hey, I'm getting cold in here.
We have now an opinion on the Dusty Baker hire from a writer at Fangraphs.com.
Okay.
Okay, and what do you predict this is going to be? I want to. This is
hates it.
This is Jeff Sullivan of Fangraphs.
Hates it.
Here's the headline. Dusty Baker is not a bad hire.
Whoa!
He said, when it comes to Dusty Baker, people have feelings. There's those who point to his record, his experience, his history of winning. He's a proven manager. He's got another reputation. When words spread he was going to Washington, the common response, it's bad news for the pitching staff. It's a thing he can't outrun. To many people, he's a pitcher destroyer. It should be noted that nothing's ever simple. To be understood that behavior changes. Dusty Baker's going to manage the Washington Nationals. I don't see a convincing argument for why that's a bad thing. We tackle the pitching thing first, and it could be done really quickly just by pointing out that, hey, pitchers get hurt literally all the time, frequently for no clear reason. Any manager would be expected to experience a certain number of pitcher injuries. But then he goes through Dusty over the years, and he charts the starts of 120-plus pitches under Dusty Baker, and does a bar graph here and shows how Dusty's behavior in that regard has changed. Mm-hmm. So Baker used to push his starters. More recently, he hasn't done that. The league overall has behaved with a greater degree of pitcher caution. It doesn't seem like it should matter how Baker managed between 2003 and 2006, because there are some spikes here. These 120-plus pitches, 2000, there's 28 of them. 2003, 28 of them.
Prior a lot, right? Well, remember we looked it up. There was
that's
a
what he said.
Ton of
he
them,
said
right?
Wood broke down. Prior broke down. Yeah. Carlos Zambrano survived. Mm-hmm. It's not he said it's not like Johnny Cueto didn't come to flourish under Baker. Homer Bailey more recently became hurt. He was steady in the Baker years. Mike Leake didn't have any problems. He's about to receive an awful lot of money. Edinson Volquez did have an elbow thing. Matt Latos' thing was a knee thing, which isn't a Baker problem. So Baker also has another reputation of not being the most saber-friendly manager around, perceived as one of the old-school types because he is one of the old-school types. In his Reds years, they led all of baseball in sacrifice bunts, and Baker put Zach Cozart in some weird places in the lineup. So the World Series was literally just won by a manager who batted Alcides Escobar leadoff. It isn't about the strategies. It's never been about the strategies. Baker will probably implement some suboptimal in-game strategies. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, a manager's a leader. The job is to get the best out of the players you can. This is where Matt Williams failed. Williams proved to be a terrible leader. Players didn't like playing for him. Baker's been a leader for decades. However successful Baker is in the clubhouse will be the story of how successful he is as a manager. And there's a lot more specifics here about each job. He said, managers are hard, is the concluding graph. We don't usually write much about these things. It's almost impossible. But here, I don't see a reason to believe Dusty Baker's a bad hire for the Nationals. He might even be a good hire. He is an old school manager with some dicey reputations. But most recently, he helped the Reds win. Winning is what the Nationals would sure like to do. That's Fangraphs.com.
Who would have thought that so many members of, I think there'll be others of baseball, the cognoscente, would agree with me? Who would think that would ever happen? A dummy like me. Who would think that would happen?
Yeah, see, that's your humble brag there. That's your little pretend.
I'm just taking your temperature rectally here, and I'm just feeling around the country.
You can take an oral or axial temperature if you'd like, you know, or do like the pro temporal scanner.
Not the way I take your temperature.
Or something. Yeah,
I do it.
I don't know why you got to go right for that particular oral. Because it's just not a preference.
I get a better reading.
Okay, all right. I think we need to update your equipment there, sir.
Wait a minute. I'm going back to the table with Jerry Sandusky.
Ah!
I am aware of certain things about him, and I think a lot of these guys are thinking exactly like I am, that is a really good hire. I think there'll be more. I'll find him.
Maybe he's changed enough that he's evolved enough.
Get the clubhouse back.
to be the guy for that team at that time.
You know he'll get the clubhouse back.
And you know, well, you get the second half in a little bit. At 4 o'clock, our old buddy Glendon Rush, the former Cub hurler, is going to join us to talk about his former manager getting a job again.
That's our guy.
Glendon is enjoying his post-baseball life, too.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, he's just... I always knew he had the kind of demeanor for that. He's a level-headed dude. Always very chill. Of that group of young Royals stud pitchers that came up at the same time, he was the one who wasn't the first guy to talk, but always the guy just kind of laughing at everybody else.
Maybe he could help us on how a manager goes about winning a clubhouse.
Maybe he can.
I think that's exactly what Dusty's going to do.
So upcoming, I've got a basketball note, I've got a football note, and we should touch upon the Kane news that this show predicted from the moment this thing began. That there was one place that told you the likeliest of outcomes, and almost to, without, I mean, nobody could have predicted the fiasco with the evidence bag being quote unquote found by the mother. But one way or another, as messy as it was, the Kane case will end up, the denouement of this will be exactly what we told you it would be.
I've got a few other things I think that might be interesting that I've learned.
And there's an NBA note. There's been a couple of NBA occurrences here that I don't know if we'll be able to get to everything, but that I found interesting statistically, because there have been all sorts of cool statistical things going on even this early in the NBA season.
Oh, there's a ton of stuff. And most of it involves Golden State, by the way.
That's one of them.
Holy crap.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Schepkowski. Bears and Chargers this coming Monday night in San Diego. Both teams just 2 wins on the year. Chargers haven't won since October 4th when they beat the Browns. They'll be without their leading receiver, Keenan Allen, as today Allen placed on season-ending IR due to a lacerated kidney. Running back Brandon Oliver and linebacker Torrick Williams also sent to the IR today by the Bears' next opponent, the San Diego Chargers. Bulls 3-1 on the year. They go for win number 4 on the season tonight in Charlotte. Hornets looking for their first victory of the year. They're 0-3. 6 o'clock tip time. For that one, Blackhawks off tonight. They host the Blues at United Center tomorrow. Today, the Buffalo News reporting that Patrick Kane's accuser no longer cooperating in the rape investigation. NFL news today, Ken Wisenhunt fired by the Titans. Just 3-20 he went in a year and a half as Tennessee's head coach. Running back Joseph Randall let go by the Cowboys today. And the NFL trade deadline came and went at 3 p.m. Just like pretty much every NFL trade deadline ever. Nothing gets done today. The Broncos and Browns were said to be close on a deal to send Joe Thomas to Denver, but the Broncos couldn't make Thomas' salary fit under the salary cap. Those same Browns expected to start Johnny Manziel Thursday night against Cincinnati. Major League Baseball today, Dusty Baker agrees to be the manager of the Nationals. The Brewers exercise their $8 million option on first baseman Adam Lind. College football, NIU hosts Toledo tonight, and the first college football playoff rankings for 2015 will be released this evening. The scoreboard update brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage. And breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin, October sales event going on now. I'm Nick Schepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Second half brought to you by Home Run and Pizza. Cook one on the grill in just 13 minutes.
The second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
Talked a lot of baseball in the first half, as well as talking National Sandwich Day. We had a conversation with Matt Snyder of CBSSports.com and enjoyed that. And just sort of talked through why a manager that I don't particularly like, and nobody really particularly endorses, might end up being a right place, right time kind of hire for a team that's trying to stabilize itself. So that's been the bulk of our discussion. That's an Italian beef.
I mentioned the other day that when I looked at the AP first top 25 of college basketball before the season, we know North Carolina is number 1, but there at number 24, I think they're in a tie for 24th, is Purdue. And a team we haven't really heard from much, Matt Painter, had a pretty good beginning, and there really hasn't been much from Purdue since then. All right. You know why? Do you know why? I mentioned yesterday.
Yes.
The big man has arrived.
Which big man?
Caleb Swanigan.
Caleb Swanigan?
Mm-hmm. or Swanigan, S-W-A-N-I-G-A-N. He's the first Indiana Mr. Basketball to go to Purdue since the Big Dog in 1991.
I would have gotten that. You didn't let me answer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I would have gotten that.
When I looked at the list of Indiana Mr. Basketballs, a lot of them suck.
Well, a lot of every state's Mr. Basketball suck.
I'm thinking Indiana, for the love of God. And I'd have to look at the Illinois list, but some of them weren't for good. Anyway, this dude, as an eighth grader, was 300 pounds.
Jeez.
And they call him Biggie.
Okay, I get that.
Now he's listed at, I saw him listed two things. I saw him listed as 6'9", 275, and 6'8", 265. So I don't know where this is coming from. I'm going to go with 6'9", 275, but he did take his team to the Indiana State title. He averaged 22 points, 13.7 rebounds. He had a 40-point game. He's one of the best rebounders. He also 364 free throws. He shoots free throws well. Everything he does well, and he's good enough. Good enough, he was a top 20 recruit in the country. Good enough to lift a Purdue team, who really we haven't heard much from in quite a while, to the top 25. And I'm looking forward to seeing him.
He doesn't look like a Caleb Swanigan.
What do you think Caleb Swanigan should look like?
White.
White.
Why?
I just
pictured him as a white guy. When you said Caleb Swanigan,
you kind of picture a big white dope, don't you?
I pictured a big white dope.
Yeah, he's not a big white dope.
He's not.
We will see if he could play. But I just love the whole thing about him. And 300 pounds as an eighth grader. Then finally somebody got him in shape. And I mean, really, 300 pounds as an eighth grader.
And by the way, I just got a text from Dave Miska, the mayor of Alsip.
Yes.
He said he's driving to Forest Park to do Hub's show tonight because they're going to be at Doc Ryan's in Forest Park.
Doc Ryan.
He said listening to the sandwich segment made him drive straight to Johnny's in Elmwood Park. Dipped with jardinier, knocked it down.
Well, he could be the mayor of Elmwood Park next time. You never know.
He might be. So, I found this note interesting. We always talk about basketball and having that big three. You know, now it's more the big two than it used to be. But the other night, winning their 95-87 in Boston, it was an appropriate place for the Spurs' Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and Manu Ginobili to win.
Mm-hmm.
It was their 541st victory as a trio.
Crap.
Duncan, Parker, Ginobili, 541 wins. That moves them past and into the top spot on the all-time list for the most games won as a troika, passing Robert Parrish, Larry Bird, and Kevin McHale.
Holy crap.
That's no small thing. So that is the winningest group of three players in NBA history.
I don't know about you, but I there's something about when I hear Hallelujah, and they did a pregame thing last night honoring Flip in Minnesota, and I don't know if you watched it.
You're talking about the Leonard Cohen song?
Yeah. Oh, my God, was it good. I mean, it's just there's something about hearing that song and immediately, I don't know what it does
like
to me.
That's me with, like, Amazing Grace on bagpipes.
Yeah, I just immediately start to, like, choke up, you know, and I mean, it was handled beautifully. Everything about it was done really, really well. And I mean, I know how much you could just tell a little bit about it and the players' reactions. They were in the dark, but you could see, you know, Garnett. They kept showing him, but it was all dark except the guy singing and then a girl playing the violin. Giant fiddle, man. She was really, you know, just great. And then there was a little slideshow to go with Flip thing. So, I mean, it really was. And it wasn't over the top. You know, I mean, sometimes you go over the top, you get too crazy and you're out of your mind about this stuff. But if you look for something, and it's 6 minutes long, and you can find it, and you tell me if it's not pitch perfect.
So, Steph Curry in his first three games.
Oh, good Lord.
Has 40, 25, and 53. So, since the start of last season, he has 293 pointers, which is 66 more than the next closest player. And I believe that he's got, what, does he have 30? There are 31 threes already?
He does.
Which is the most ever, the most ever through the first three games of an NBA season.
And he didn't even play much the other night. They took him out in the Memphis game.
What the hell?
I watched him the other night, and I'm going to tell you, he is actually, now this sounds dumb, because and maybe it's just early money, but in terms of all of it and understanding it and that team, he's actually better than he was when he was MVP, at least through these. When you watch him now, the passes he makes, the way he handles things, and the even more confidence, if it's possible to play with even more confidence than he did last year, which doesn't seem, it seems to me he is.
Well, once you get that ring, sometimes you're free and easy.
He is free and easy.
And lastly, regarding the Patrick Kane story, that the accuser has decided to pack it in, that from people with whom I've talked...
Okay, we'll see if we match up.
Her primary reason for saying that she just can't do it anymore is she has been bombarded with nastiness. Absolutely from...
We can attest to that.
Whether it is in out in public, in private, threats of violence, and...
Really unfortunate.
And this is where it was going to go, because this is what happens.
This is what happens
to accusers, and especially in sports when there are large, particularly vocal fandoms, and we'll never know what happened. All anybody has ever asked for is that an accuser be treated with the same assumptions as the accused. That in these cases the push has to be to make sure that there isn't a presumption of innocence, as often happens, and the accuser is taken seriously.
I knew, and we discussed it early, how unfortunate it was going to be for her, because she was, I mean, we were getting bullied about stuff. You dare even mention stuff, let alone you can imagine what was happening to her through this. There's a couple things that I picked up. First of all, that we had discussed this, you and I don't think we discussed it on the air, that it would appear that at this point that Patrick Kane is going to get married. His longtime girlfriend, after breaking up the day after the Stanley Cup, they won the Stanley Cup, there was a parade day, they broke up that day, and she came back to him. I don't know how he did it, but she came back to him. And now it would appear they're on a path for marriage. And according to those around who know him, that at the age of 27, it has finally dawned on him. And that includes a stint, you know, away, as they say in the business, away.
Yeah, there was a time when people said, I don't know where he is. We wonder where he is.
Yeah, wonder where he is. And we had that with him. Some people are going, well, I wonder where he is. That there's a belief now. The Blackhawks did not want him to do this training camp thing because they had a hard time, after all this, believing what he told them. I mean, it wasn't a matter of, well, this is bad form. It was bad form. It turned out to be bad form. But they had a hard time because he had been so difficult to believe when he told them stuff in the past that they didn't, you know, they couldn't accept this. When they said, well, you know, I didn't do anything.
Right.
And that's what he told them, I didn't do anything. But at any rate, as it was put to me, it would appear, and this is just an appearance, it's not necessarily a final result, it would appear that finally the giant brick sometimes you have to get hit in the head with to realize you're screwing your life up has hit him.
Well, we'll certainly find out. And I will tell you that for me, the lasting takeaway of this case reaching its predictable conclusion, the lasting takeaway that will be, it certainly for now and perhaps for the foreseeable future, unless we learn otherwise, is that his most vocal fans have revealed themselves as genuinely hideous.
Oh yeah,
as really just vile.
Yeah,
and what
they're not even at that table.
And what it's done is it has, at least for the time being, really soured me on the whole thing. I've had a very difficult time getting excited and interested about them, and it's not fair to the other guys on that team, and it's not fair to my friends who work for the team and are involved in the game. I know a lot of people I like and respect very much who cover the game. It's really not fair. But it's because of Patrick Kane's most vocal fans that I've still got a sour sense when it comes to consuming the sport. And I hope that that repairs itself.
I'm going to have that conversation with my person who helps me with this stuff and ask what that means. I'm going to check that out. I haven't noticed that.
All I know is what it means.
Like you feel?
I don't know. I just know what it means to me.
And no, it's just, I completely understand it. It was disgusting.
It continues to be. I know people that work here have faced much worse than we have in seeing the exposure of this really rotten underbelly particular fandom. Yeah. But it is just that. It is genuinely rotten, and it's too bad.
It's vile. Yeah.
That we're not claiming any victimhood of any kind here, but it was something exposed that it's not going to be undone, and it's going to certainly take me some time to reconcile that with a lot of the excitement and a lot of the fun.
I'm going to check that reconciliation part with my person who pretty much knows everything that's going on. I'm going to check that part.
Yeah, I'm just giving you the subjective, not the objective.
Well, no, I think your views were well taken and well meant and well said. I watch it when they play in the May and June and other than that. I could easily do without it, but I'll check on that because that's interesting. Anyway, that's the second half. A little bit lengthy second half. We do it every day. There's not a Bears game the day before. We always ask you what you think of this or the other things we've discussed at 312-644-6767. A very special guest at the top of the hour.
Best second half of all time.
Yeah, thank you very much. Boris Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
A case, literally, if you have it sent to you, ships for free, by the way, that the product is enough that I don't really have to say much. But I do need to remind you that Thanksgiving is coming. And I spent a lot of time telling you about the massive, spectacular Cameron Hughes Cabernets. And he's known for sourcing fabulous Cabernet at amazing prices. But, you know, for Thanksgiving, sometimes you need a really food-friendly wine. And I've got one for you here. So make sure you write down this number. The number is 447. I'm going to be having some shipped for my Thanksgiving because I did this last year. And everybody loved it because I know Thanksgiving now has gotten to the point where it's not just turkey. There's a lot of people doing a lot of cool things, and some people do a ham, and some people do a lasagna, and some people do like the White Castle stuffing and all that. All I can tell you is the Lot 447 Lake County Red Blend is ideal for Thanksgiving. This is a multiple gold-winning wine, gold medal winner. At three different wine competitions, a 92-pointer at the Winemaker Challenge. It is a blend of Zinfandel, Petite Syrah, and Syrah. And wines like this usually sell for $40 per bottle. But because of the Cameron Hughes business model, where he takes the excess from the best vineyards and then puts his name on it, this wine right now is $13 a bottle. So grab it before it's gone. Lot 447. Get it sent to you for Thanksgiving and get it shipped to you for free. This is a limited time offer, free shipping, and you get a free sommelier corkscrew. It's Cameron Hughes. This is Lot 447, but you're going to do this now. You're going to go to chwine.com. You're going to click on the mic in the upper left corner and enter my code Dan, D-A-N. That's chwine.com. Click the mic in the upper left corner. You enter my code Dan. Then your wine ships for free, and you get the free sommelier corkscrew. It's a $40 wine for $13. It's Lot 447. This wine's great. The deal's great. Go to chwine.com. Order it.
He was destined for greatness.
He was this incredible young talent who we started hearing about when he was in eighth grade.
But as his legend grew, the man remained an enigma.
He's one of the most misunderstood people ever in sports.
HBO Sports presents a definitive look on and off the court at an American sports icon.
When you think about what he's meant to the NBA, it's off the charts.
Kareem, Minority of One. Tonight at 10 Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
HBO Sports presents Kareem, Minority of One, the much-anticipated documentary about Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, which reveals the complexity and genius of the NBA's all-time leading scorer, both on and off the court. This exclusive HBO presentation marks the first time since retiring as an active player that Jabbar has participated in a documentary telling his life story. Don't miss Kareem, Minority of One, tonight at 9 Central, only on HBO.
At DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, we're looking for MBA students who want to own the room, not just be in it. Run the business, not just the meeting. Because our professors bring real business challenges into the classroom, at Keller, what you learn today can unlock the leader inside you tomorrow. It's what makes us different on purpose. Keller Graduate School of Management. Learn more at keller.edu.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
A Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour with the Boers and Bernstein Show. Join the guys at Cortland's Garage, 1 North Vale Avenue in Arlington Heights, starting at 1. Come on out for a cold Bud Light, check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station, presented by Bud Light, the perfect...
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Whatever.
Because all y'all people had our backs, and Dayton Moore put this team together, and Yost delivered it by being a captain of the ship. Y'all want to be politically correct? I'm the unpolitically correct person. We whooped their ass.
Johnny Gold.
I guess he literally dropped the mic.
Yeah.
And apparently he was carrying an American flag.
He was carrying an American flag. Johnny Gold.
You know what that reminds me of? Remember when the singer Meatloaf was doing the concert for Mitt Romney?
I do.
Screaming.
Oh, boy.
There's a little bit of that in there. When you had these...
A little bit. But Johnny Gomes is...
That's, you know what? If you were to ask who would be most likely to
no
deliver
doubt.
That speech, it would be Johnny Gomes.
You look at that roster and you go, oh yeah.
Yep.
We're done.
I don't know. Mitt Romney!
Mitt Romney! mercy.
Johnny Gomes.
Here's Johnny Gomes.
Hey, and I guess it was, I don't know what the total outpouring was today, but it snarled traffic completely in Kansas City. People were getting out of their cars on the interstate and just leaving their cars there like it was Lakeshore Drive in a blizzard.
They did double take on the interstate.
They were getting out of their cars so they could walk to this parade.
I'm telling you, I predicted a million people, even though it was only an area of 3 million.
Don't they have public transportation there?
No.
They don't?
Stagecoach.
No, seriously.
You know what?
Everybody's driving to downtown for a victory rally? Isn't that a dumbass idea? You don't have a train you can get on?
I was trying to think if I'd seen a train there. I suppose there's a train. It just may not be the train you're looking for.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
It's the wrong train. I don't know if they have a commuter train or not. But I assume they have the bus. You get on the bus and come downtown. But, well, look, if you're going to snarl, you might as well just get out of the car and go then. If you're not going anywhere, get out the damn car and enjoy Johnny Gomes.
They literally got right out of the car and left it on the road.
That's planned.
To go watch Johnny Gomes do that. Was that worth your time?
Yes, every minute of it. Every minute of it.
Yeah, the Kansas City Area Transportation Authority, colloquially called the Metro.
Okay.
Serves the greater Kansas City metropolitan area. All right. Wait, is that buses?
All right.
That might just be buses.
I don't remember seeing any trains.
Yeah, I was there a few years back, and I don't remember seeing any train stations or L's or anything like that.
No. Uh-uh.
That's really bad urban planning, isn't it? How many people are there? A million people?
They seem to be getting around just fine until today.
Well, but today's...
I just looked it up, and it said 460,000.
Oh, I'm that far off?
460,000 people
in Kansas City.
In Kansas City.
Yeah. So that's less than a million.
But that's the city or the metro area? Because I would think a lot of people come in from Overland Park and wherever the other suburbs are that
Independence.
I might remember.
Independence. Yes.
I want to say everybody I knew from Kansas City in college was from Overland Park. Wherever they quarantined.
It's a great celebration. Paul Rudd is there.
You know, whatever. It's like everybody in St. Louis was from Clayton and Ledoux. If you only have a couple places where they are, that's where they're going to come from. All right, Glendon Rush is going to join us.
Rush.
Talk a little baseball, talk about his former manager becoming a manager once again. Some insight from the former Cubs lefty hurler. It wasn't really a hurler. I mean,
I like that old archaic stuff.
Well, it was like 87, right? I mean, it wasn't really
lefty hurler.
Does that constitute hurling if it doesn't break 90? Boris and Bernstein on the score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
We're looking for health sciences students with heart and drive who want more than just a job. They want a career. If you're that kind of student, you're our kind of different. And our College of Health Sciences has introduced a new medical billing and coding certificate that helps you get career ready in as few as 10 months. DeVry University, different on purpose. Learn more at devry.edu/health.
Course completion assumes full-time year-round enrollment. For comprehensive consumer info, visit devry.edu/UCMBC.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns, and the throwdowns. Ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night night.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know